So it is a final look at sports this morning, and it will start off with action from the Australian Open. It is day 9, and Madison Keys is through to the quarterfinals following a 6-3, 1-6, 6-3 victory over 6th seed Elena Rybakina. We also have some action live on the go at the moment, and I'll tell you what's happening there. We had Elena's Vitalina. She's also through to the quarters after beating Veronika Kudermetova 6-4, 6-6. Currently in and Holger Rune, he's won the first set 6-3. Rune fighting back in the second set 6-3, and then Jannik Sinner 2-1 up in terms of the sets with his third set win of 6-3. It is the fourth set, and it does look like Sinner is up a break in that one and leads at 4-2. Action to look forward to today: Iga Świątek against Eva Lice at about 9 a.m. this morning. And then one of the main attractions on the cards today, we have Alex de Minaur up against Alex Mickelson. That is happening just after 11. And then the big one so far, it is the biggest one of the tournament so far. It will happen on Tuesday. Novak Djokovic says he is looking forward to renewing his on-court rivalry with Carlos Alcaraz at the Aussie Open. The Serb lost last year's Wimbledon final to his last 8 opponent in Melbourne, but came out on top against him in the Olympic final in Paris. Djokovic, who's bidding, of course, to win the record 25th major singles title, says Alcaraz reminds him of a fellow Spanish great, Mr. Rafael Nadal.
Great to watch, not that great to play against. But, you know, I look forward to it. I think when the draw was out, that a lot of the people were looking forward to a potential matchup in quarterfinals, Alcaraz versus me. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are, and hopefully it's one of those like 5-set thrillers, and it's like end to end. And I'm not sure what time it's going to start yet, but with things going this way, it usually starts around about 11 at 12 o'clock on Tuesday tomorrow. So yeah, let's see what happens in that one. Football news, in case you missed it: the Nottingham Forest beat Southampton 3-2 to move level on points with second place Arsenal. Man United fell to a 3-1 defeat at home to Brighton. Now, Man City boss Pep Guardiola says his team still have improvements to make before they're back to their best. Now, the champions moved into the Premier League's top four after thrashing Ipswich Town 6-0 at Portman Road.
Step by step, hopefully the players come back and we can be consistent and do this type of person and more often. Like, so far we have not done it this season.
Yeah, one match tonight at 10 p.m. start. It is Chelsea against Wolves at the Bridge.